Hare Krishna. This evening we will go to read chapter 31, Songs by the Gopis. There is so much to learn from these songs. In fact, these songs are the treasure of many Vaishnavas who sing them daily during the Kartik months, because they express from Krishna's best devotees or highest devotees a deep longing for Krishna. The gopis were singing their songs right after Krishna had left them in the Rasa dance arena. Just imagine, Krishna had called them with his flute at the full moon night of the autumn to engage in his loving pastimes, and they were extremely joyful and happy to have this opportunity to be so intimate and free with their lover as to dance through a whole night. But then Krishna left them, and the response of the gopis to Krishna's absence was to sing these songs in separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us that we can only attain the Lord through moods of separation, not in any other way. So we will enter now a school of Krishna Bhakti, which is opened by the gopis out of Shukadev Goswami's mercy. He has made these songs available to us so that we can also dive into the ocean of separation as deep as our capability to dive is at the present moment. I will read from the text which Srila Prabhupada has translated and infused with his own bhakti, so it's a very special. One gopi said, "My dear Krishna, ever since you took your birth in this land of Brajabhumi, everything appears to be glorious. The land of Vrindavan has become glorious, and it is as if the goddess of fortune is personally always existing here. But it's only we who are very unhappy, because we are searching for you but cannot see you even with our greatest effort. Our life is completely dependent upon you. Therefore, we request that you again come to us." One name which the gopis use to address Krishna is Prananad, meaning the master and lord of our pran, our life force. So when the life force leaves the body, the person has only a few more seconds before he dies. If he can be resurrected and the life force is again there, then he can live. But if he cannot catch his life force, then he has to die. And this is how the gopis feel. Another gopi said, "My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul even of the lotus flower that grows on the water of lakes, made transparent by the clear rains of autumn. Although the lotus flowers are so beautiful, without your glance, they simply fade away. Similarly, without you, we are also dying. Actually, we are not your wives, but are your slaves. You never spend any money for us, yet we are simply attracted by your glance. Now if we die without receiving your glance, you will be responsible for our deaths. Certainly, you know that the killing of woman is a great sin, and if you do not come to see us and we die, you will suffer the reactions of this sin. So please, come see us. Do not think that one can be killed only by certain weapons. We are being killed by your absence. You should consider how you are responsible for killing women. We are always grateful to you because you have protected us many times. Now they remind Krishna that in the past he has come always to rescue them. You have saved us from the poisonous water of the Jamuna, from the serpent Kaliya, from Bakasura, from the anger of Indra and his torrents of rain, from the forest fire, and so many other incidents. You are the greatest and most powerful of all. It is wonderful for you to protect us from so many dangers, but we are surprised that you are neglecting us at this moment. They say, you have already protected us so many times, but where are you now? Dear Krishna, dear friend, we know very well that you are not actually the son of Mother Yashoda or the cowherd man Nanda Maharaj. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the super soul of all living entities. You have, out of your own causeless mercy, appeared in this world, requested by Lord Brahma for the protection of the world. It is by your kindness only that you have appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Or best in the dynasty of Yadu, if anyone afraid of this materialistic way of life takes shelter at your lotus feet, you never deny him protection. Your movements are sweet and you are independent, touching the goddess of fortune with one hand and in the other bearing a lotus flower. That is your extraordinary feature. Please, therefore, come before us and bless us with the lotus flower in your hand. The gopis here remind Krishna of an earlier promise. The promise the Lord has made for all times is that he would accept all surrendered souls. In fact, he would give them the courage necessary to go on their spiritual journey back home, back to Godhead. The gopis say, this is your promise. Therefore, wouldn't you like to keep your promise and extend that mercy to us who are dying? It's very interesting the way they talk. They had said, you are the soul and the life of even the lotus flower, but without your glance the lotus flower will wilt and dry. So here they give the analogy that we are wilting and drying. Now take another lotus flower, the lotus flower in your hand, and homeopathically give this lotus flower on our head to revive us from sure death. Dear Krishna, you are the killer of all the fears of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. You are the supremely powerful hero. And we know that you can kill the unnecessary pride of your devotees, as well as the pride of women like us, simply by your beautiful smile. We are simply your maidservants and slaves. Please, therefore, accept us by showing us your beautiful lotus face. So they remind Krishna that he had destroyed the fears of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, that he had, as a supreme powerful hero, and they admit that they have been a little prideful. They thought of themselves the most fortunate women of the universe, more fortunate than anyone else. So they said, but Krishna, this pride shouldn't be a problem for you to remove. We know that a mountain of pride separates the living entity from you, but you can shatter this mountain very easily by just your beautiful smile. You can smile the mountain away. You can shatter it away. And they are very much aware of this one quality of Krishna. Krishna does not appreciate the pride in his devotees, but he makes careful and let us say well calculated and well arranged endeavors to remove the pride from the devotees. That he always does, and that is explained both in the Bhagavata as well as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Indra says, you are always expert in destroying the pride of your devotees. Dear Krishna, actually we have become very lusty, having been touched by your lotus feet. Your lotus feet certainly kill all kinds of sinful activities of devotees who have taken shelter there. You are so kind that even the ordinary animals take shelter under your lotus feet. Your lotus feet are also the residence of the goddess of fortune. Yet you danced on the heads of the Kaliya serpent with them. Now, we are requesting you to kindly place your lotus feet on our breasts and pacify our lusty desires to touch you. The gopis have one thought in their mind while they address Krishna so confidentially. It is said that we are constantly suffering in this world. The rain of the threefold miseries. It's an apt analogy. If you go outside and when it rains, you can't avoid getting wet. It will happen. It is bound to happen. In the same way, when you go out in the material world, you have to suffer physical and mental pain. You have to suffer from misunderstandings where other people are getting on your case. Or to speak of people, even mosquitoes who carry dangerous diseases can get on your case. Then there are these situations like we experience now in Germany. It's an extraordinary cold winter here, where the iron grips of Father Frost, they call him, it's freezing cold, Father Frost comes and captures our health and our heads and our throats and so on. So you can't avoid this getting wet with the threefold miseries. But someone who takes shelter under Krishna's lotus feet finds that these lotus feet are like a protective umbrella, so that the miseries of material existence do not touch us the same way it touches someone who is not under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And now listen to this special umbrella. It's an umbrella which is not yet on the market. Whereas a normal umbrella just gives dryness, this umbrella gives another type of wetness. It sprinkles the nectar of bhakti, the amrita, on the souls. Amrita means it gives life back. The rain of material existence takes our life force away from us, and the rain of mercy from Krishna's lotus feet gives us back our life force and revives us for a life of eternal bliss and knowledge. With this, I would like to do two things. I would like to close now the Krishna book and remind all of you, please, if you have found some pleasure or some life in the words of these gopis or the song of these gopis, read please Prabhupada's rendition of the entire song in the Krishna book. It is so sweet. It is so life-giving. It's the words of Shukadev Goswami realized in the sweetheart of the sweetheart of the Paramabhakta, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The second thing is, I have to reveal my mind in confidence to you, my dear audience. In the day following tomorrow, I will go into an airplane which will take me out of Germany and into India, and then if everything goes well, and Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna are merciful to me, I will touch with this sinful existence the holy dust of Vrindavan by respectfully bowing down. I will not be able to continue these systematic readings. That was a special service which I wished to do as part of this year's Kartik Vrata to the devotees. But if you are interested to stay in touch, I will request the organizer of the Sharanagati Library to download the lecture which I will give in 3 days in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. If that is possible for him to receive it, you can find it, and other lectures which will be given in Vrindavan. I close by thanking you very much from the depths of my heart for attending these Kartik readings and Kartik inspirations. I will post every day still the inspirations that will continue until the end of the month of Kartik. Thank you very much. I would be honored to meet all of you in the future and serve you more. Hare Krishna.